This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Nebilit. Active ingredient, S. nebivolol hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about taking Nebilit. Keep this leaflet with the medicines. You may need to read it again. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Nebilit. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Nebilit? Nebilit contains the active ingredient nebivolol hydrochloride. Nebilit belongs to a group of medicines called beta blockers. Nebilit is used to treat high blood pressure, essential hypertension, or chronic heart failure. It is usually used in combination with other medicines. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. High blood pressure, hypertension. Nebilit can be used to treat high blood pressure. It works by blocking the transmission of messages to the beta receptors in the heart, which slows down the activity of the heart. It also relaxes the blood vessels and reduces the resistance that the heart has to pump against. The blood pressure lowering effects occur after 1 to 2 weeks, although it may take up to 4 weeks for the full effect to occur. Chronic heart failure. Nebilit can also be used to treat chronic heart failure, in addition to other medicines. It slows down the heart rate and makes it beat more regularly. It also reduces the pressure the heart has to pump against, and therefore reduces the amount of work that the heart has to do. This improves the symptoms of chronic heart failure, and reduces the likelihood of you being hospitalized and/or dying from your heart condition. What should I know before I take Nebilit? Warnings. Do not take Nebilit if you are allergic to nebivolol hydrochloride, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have liver problems. You have acute heart failure or cardiogenic shock, a serious heart condition causing low blood pressure. You have a history of slow heart rate or uneven heart beating. You have certain other heart conditions. You have asthma, bronchitis, or other lung disease with tightening of the airways. You have untreated pheochromocytoma, a rare tumor of the adrenal gland. You have metabolic acidosis, where there is too much acid in the blood. You have hypotension, low blood pressure. You have a severe blood vessel disorder causing poor circulation in the arms and legs. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, such as low blood pressure or poor circulation, a slow heartbeat, lower than 60 beats per minute, asthma or breathing difficulties, angina, chest pain, or any other heart problems, or your heart failure has just occurred or worsened recently, diabetes. A history of psoriasis, a skin disease with thickened patches of red skin, often with silvery scales. A severe blood vessel disorder causing poor circulation in the arms and legs. Thyroid disorders. Liver problems. Kidney problems. Pheochromocytoma, a rare tumor of the adrenal gland. A lactose intolerance. Or if you take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take this medicine if you are pregnant. It may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Do not breastfeed if you are taking this medicine. The active ingredient in Nebilit passes into breast milk and there is a possibility that your baby may be affected. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Children under the age of 18 years. Do not give Nebilit to a child under the age of 18 years. Safety and effectiveness in children younger than 18 years have not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Nebilit and affect how it works. Those used to treat irregular or abnormal heartbeat, e.g. quinidine, flecainide, disopyramide, lignocaine, mixiletine, amiodarone. Those used to treat high blood pressure, e.g. clonidine, guanfacine, moxonidine, methyldopa, amlodipine, phenylephrine, nifedipine, nicardipine, nimodipine, rezepine, guanethidine. Calcium channel blockers for high blood pressure or heart problems, e.g. verapamil, diltiazem. Insulin and tablets used to treat diabetes. Those used to treat depression and anxiety, e.g. paroxetine, fluoxetine, phenothiazine, thyridazine, sedatives, antipsychotics. Those used to treat excessive stomach acid, e.g. cimetidine. You should take Nebula during a meal, and the antacid between meals. Digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart failure. Other beta-blocker medicines, including beta-blocker eye drops used to treat underscore asthma, blocked nose, or certain eye disorders such as glaucoma, or dilation of the pupil. Anesthetics. Baclofen, an antispasmodic drug. Amifostine, a protective medicine used during cancer treatment. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Nebulet. How do I take Nebulet? How much to take? High blood pressure, hypertension. For the treatment of high blood pressure, the usual starting dose is 1 5-milligram tablet once daily. Your doctor may start you on a lower dose of Nebulet. Chronic heart failure. For the treatment of chronic heart failure, your doctor will start you on a low dose of Nebulet and gradually increase the dose depending on how you respond to this medicine. The usual starting dose is 1 1.25-milligram tablet once daily. Your doctor will gradually increase your dose stepwise over a number of weeks, one tablet at a time, until you reach the best dose for you. The highest dose you should take is 10 mg once daily. When you take Nebulet for the first time, and whenever your doctor increases your dose, you should be observed by a doctor for at least 2 hours until the effect of the medicine on you is known. Follow the instructions provided, and take Nebulet until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Nebulet? Nebulet should be taken at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. It does not matter if you take Nebulet before or after food or with food. If you need to take an antacid, take it at least 2 hours before or 2 hours after your dose of Nebulet. How to take Nebulet? Swallow the tablets whole with a full glass of water. Do not crush or chew the tablets. If you forget to take Nebulet, Nebulet should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, follow the instructions below. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then go back to taking Nebulet as you would normally. Repeated skipping of doses should be avoided. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Nebulet, if you think that you have taken too much Nebulet, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 in Australia or 0800764766 in New Zealand, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include feeling faint or fainting and shortness of breath. Your blood pressure may drop too far and your heart rate might slow down too much. In extreme cases, serious heart and lung problems may occur. What should I know while taking Nebulet? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Nebulet. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking Nebulet. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon, anesthetist, or dentist that you are taking this medicine. Nebulet may affect other medicines used during surgery. Your surgeon and anesthetist should know well ahead of the date of your surgery, so they can laugh your condition and medications. Keep all of your doctor's appointments, so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may check your eyes, thyroid, lipid and blood glucose levels. If you have any medical test, tell your doctor that you are taking Nebulet. This medicine may affect the results of some tests. Tell your doctor if you believe that Nebulet is not helping your condition. Your doctor may need to change the dose. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Your doctor may think it is not working effectively and change your treatment unnecessarily. If you're being treated for diabetes, make sure you check your blood sugar level regularly and report any changes to your doctor. Nebulite may change how well your diabetes is controlled. It may also cover up some of the symptoms of low blood sugar, called hypoglycemia, such as fast heartbeat. Nebulite may make hypoglycemia last longer. Your dose of diabetic medicines, including insulin, may need to change. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed, or standing up, get up slowly. You may feel lightheaded or dizzy when you begin to take Nebulite. This is because your blood pressure has fallen suddenly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or from sitting, will help your body adjust to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues or gets worse, tell your doctor. Make sure you drink enough water during exercise and in hot weather when you are taking Nebulite, especially if you sweat a lot. If you do not drink enough water while taking this medicine, you may feel faint or lightheaded. This is because your blood pressure is dropping too much. If you continue to feel unwell, talk to your doctor. Call your doctor straight away if you. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, things you should not do. Do not stop taking your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. Continue taking Nebulite for as long as your doctor tells you. If you stop taking it suddenly, your condition may worsen, or you may have unwanted side effects. If possible, your doctor will gradually reduce the amount you take each day before stopping the medicine completely. Do not take Nebulite to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Nebulite affects you. Nebulite may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, or drowsiness in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Alcohol may worsen symptoms such as dizziness or lightheadedness. Be careful getting up from lying or sitting position. You may feel dizzy or lightheaded if you get up too quickly. Getting up slowly may help. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius for Nebulite 1.25 mg tablet and below 30 degrees Celsius for Nebulite 5 mg and 10 mg tablets. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering, or the tablets do not look quite right. If the medicine has expired, or is damaged, or if your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. General body related. Headache, tiredness, coldness, or numbness in the hands or feet. Changes to the color of fingers and toes in response to cold or stress. Feeling of lightheadedness or dizziness when getting out of bed or standing up. Stomach and bowel related. Nausea. Vomiting. Stomach upset. Wind. Diarrhea. Constipation. Mind related. Disturbed sleep or nightmares. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Allergic reaction related. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or throat that may cause difficulty swallowing or breathing. Rashes, itching, or hives on the skin. General body related. chest tightness, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing, low blood pressure, swelling of the hands, feet, or ankles, severe lightheadedness, dizziness, or fainting, tingling, or pins and needles, heart-related, slow heartbeat, chest pain, changes in heart rate, mind-related, abnormal thinking, depression, or hallucinations, sex-related, impotence, skin-related, skin rashes and itching, worsening of psoriasis, eye-related, dry eyes, problems with eyesight, muscle-related, an increase in a cramp-like pain in one or both legs that develops on walking. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. This medicine is not addictive. What Nebulid contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each tablet contains 1.25 mg, 5 mg, or 10 mg of nebivolol, as nebivolol hydrochloride. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Each tablet also contains the following inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Maize starch. Crascam low sodium. Hypromalose. Polysorbate 80. Microcrystalline cellulose, colloidal anhydrous silica, magnesium stearate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. If you have been told by your doctor that you have an intolerance to some sugars, contact your doctor before taking Nebulid. Tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. This medicine does not contain sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo dyes. What Nebulid looks like. Nebulid tablets are almost white, round and biconvex. Nebulid 1.25 mg tablet has a score on one side. The score is for identification purposes, only and not to divide the tablet into equal doses, or star 1, 4, 8, 8, 7, 3. Nebulid 5 mg tablet is cross-scored, or star 1, 4, 8, 8, 7, 4. Nebulid 10 mg tablet is embossed with the number 10 on one side, or star 1, 4, 8, 8, 7, 5. Nebulid 1.25 mg per 5 mg composite starter titration pack contains 42 tablets of 1.25 mg and 14 tablets of 5 mg, or star 1, 4, 8, 8, 9, 5. Each pack contains 28 tablets, as two blister packs each with 14 tablets. Each starter pack contains either 4 or 7 tablets, as one blister pack each with 4 or 7 tablets. Not all pack sizes may be marketed. Who distributes Nebulid? Amen Arini Australia Pty Ltd. Level 8, 67 Albert Avenue, Chatswood, New South Wales 2067. Medical information. 1-800-644-542. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in April 2023. For the most up-to-date version of this leaflet, please go to www.minorini.com.au/cmi. Via 10-0.